Don't know if you can hear that sound in the distance. Hopefully the mic's picking that up. So, a train, freight train, somewhere off in the distance. I'm just down by the river, actually, here in Austin. And I'm in a very, very good mood because I've recorded two or three, I think, really interesting interviews for the programme today. But also, I managed to do something which I really like to get to do whenever I come to South by Southwest, which is to go and see a movie. Because as well as being an interactive festival, South by Southwest is a movie festival, then it becomes a music festival. And the last time I was here, I only actually got to see one movie, but it was a homegrown, Austin-made movie, and it was brilliant. It was about, as I remember, an ice cream or a drinks vendor in the park who ends up becoming an absolute magnet for all the local women. And it was a really sort of touching plot, a real sort of, you know, kind of gentle comedy. Very, very Austin. This time round, I've managed to see another homegrown movie. So this was called Kid... this was... Hang on, I'm just being distracted. This is another brilliant sound for you. Hang on, here we go. It's a load of people blowing up balloons under the bridge here. Brilliant sound with that train in the background. Anyway, this is a movie called Kid Thing. And it was a coming-of-age movie, but with a kind of dark underbelly. It involves a young child, probably a 9 or 10 year old girl, brilliantly acted by Sidney Aguirre, who is kind of involved in all kinds of childhood adventures, just kind of scrabbling around on her sort of bike and being a bit bored when she's off school, a bit rebellious, throwing stones at people, throwing stuff at cars, until she encounters a woman trapped in a well in the woods. You never see this woman because she's underground. And, well... The way that this young character, Annie, deals with the woman is... well, that's the whole point of the movie, so I won't give too much away. But it's called Kid Thing. Goodness knows where you'll get to see it. Hopefully they're taking it around the festivals. And if you do happen to be near a cinema where that's playing, it's well worth seeing. It's a homegrown Austin film by the Zellner brothers, and I enjoyed it very much. And we've just had the screening at this fabulous performing arts centre just to the south of Austin downtown. So I'm just on my way back to the other side of the river to carry on with South by Southwest interactive things. But I'll tweet you a picture of the arts centre as well, because the performing arts centre, because it's a magnificent building. And then we had a really nice Q&A with the directors and producers after the screening as well. So it was a good chance for us to put some questions to them. So yeah, it's just been a really nice day. And to top it all, the rain, for the time being, has finally stopped. It's just been pounding down with rain pretty much from the moment that the plane arrived the other day. So let's see if the rain holds off. But hey, I've seen a movie. There's probably some partying ahead, and it's all good. That was my boo for now, and I'll talk to you a bit later.